Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hear this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
What's up, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast, the BNN. Sanjay Manigtali here. I am having an okay week, and I hope you guys are having an okay week as well. Sad news, man. Sad news with all of this Kobe Bryant stuff. I grew up in Los Angeles. My sister-in-law is like a massive Kobe fan. My brother has become a fan as well. I have not really been into sports as much the last few years, but huge news and terrible news. And man, I've never once cried for a celebrity passing away, but I did shed a tear this week because whenever somebody passes away, I don't know if anybody, whenever somebody notable passes away, like a famous figure or a celebrity, I don't know if you guys do this. I do this. I kind of relive their life, and it's so easy now through YouTube videos and Facebook and Twitter and social media and all the television mashups they do and the music and like the Fast and the Furious guy. They did that, that song for him, and they did it again for Kobe and all that. And whenever that happens, I mean, it's kind of like, has this ever happened to anybody? Like, you'll be watching a, I went to a Coldplay concert, and then I was like, man, I should have done music because I want to do that. And then I go to a basketball game, and I'm like, man, I should have focused on athletics because I wanted to hit the game-winning shot. And then I see a comedian, and I'm like, man, I should have done comedy because I can imagine myself up there. And the crazy thing this week on the BNN podcast, because we have a nice open dialogue, you and I, every week, is like with Kobe and with basketball and just watching all of his accomplishments, I wasn't like, man, I wish I could be a basketball player because this guy was so amazing, which he was. I was like, wow, what dedication and what, loyalty and hard work and sort of forgotten traits in our society, like this guy embodied, whether or not you agreed with him or not, whether or not you liked him or not. And again, admittedly, I was never a big basketball fan for the last 10 years because comedy has become my drug of choice, my passion of choice, and podcasting and video making. But I was just taken aback, dude, because holy crap, like we love seeing, you know, there's a famous quote, the reason people have a hard time with comparing themselves is because they, what's the quote? They compare everyone else's compare everyone's highlights to their behind the scenes. You know what I mean? And watching all this Kobe stuff, it got me thinking, like, what can I take away from this? And what can we all take away from this on the podcast this week? And that I really started to think. And what I kind of realized, maybe I've said this before, maybe I've not, is you need to focus your attention on your attention. And I hope that makes sense, as I always ask you guys, but I'm pretty sure it does. Because we live in a time right now, you know, a drug dealer doesn't consume the drug, but he or she knows equality, you know, women can be drug dealers too. He or she knows that if you consume the drug, you're not going to make the money. But if you distract people and if you get them sort of all about the stuff, then, you know, they're just going to keep consuming and you're going to just not do anything with your life, you know? Sorry, they're not going to do anything with their life while you make money. And for the longest time, that's how I thought about sports, you know? I was like, and I still do to a certain degree, that sports is a distraction. Sports is, you have your family, your life, just like with politics. I rarely, if ever, talk about politics because, again, I've got way too much that I need to sort out in my own house than spending all my time dealing with strangers. You know what I mean? Like, here's the crazy thing with sports and with social media is also a drug, and the best, smartest minds of our generation are trying to focus on how to keep you clicking. You know what I mean? Rather, like before it used to be advertising and media and entertainment, and now it's how do we keep you glued to your device? And man, the trippiest thing is it used to be that you would take a break from your life to check your phone. And now it's, you take a break from your phone to check your life. You know what I mean? Like I have the apps on my phone. I check my usage. I do everything. But really, if I have to send an email or do some work or talk to somebody or my mom or my wife or whoever is like, we need to chat, I'm like, oh, I gotta like get off my phone, get off my devices and do my work. And again, I feel the people who, I'm not vilifying technology. I think it's awesome. And I think, you know, it's we've come so far. Just like, dude, some of the smartest brains of our generation, either Steve Jobs or whoever, they've done LSD, they've done the chemicals, and you know, Elon Musk gets high, whatever. But they know, you know, they don't know that we know, you know, they know, or whatever that Friends thing was. But they know like how to use it responsibly, and they know alcohol is a distraction to a point. You know, the joke is you drink when you're happy, you drink when you're sad, which is why alcohol is great. No. Like, I quit alcohol last year, not because I'm an alcoholic. I was fine. I drank twice a week, but I was like, man, I need to only drink when I've accomplished something, and I'm not accomplishing much because I'm riding in this like mediocre wave. And I feel like I could do a lot better if I stop. But the crazy thing, dude, like with this Kobe thing is like the awareness, you know what I mean? Like, here's a skill that nobody like focuses on anymore. Have you guys ever said, oh, I need to check my email? And then you open up your laptop, and then you opened up like 9 browsers, yet your email wasn't one of them. You know what I mean? Or like, oh, I need to get off Facebook and like edit this podcast. And then I open up Adobe Premiere, or I open up the file to download it from Google Drive, and I don't do that because something else I notice, or my phone rings. And man, we're so like bad at this. And when I was watching this Kobe thing, I think here's why I realized him, or, you know, and a lot of athletes are amazing, because athletics, for most of us who are not professional athletes, we watch and we drink our beer, and that's not Mamba mentality or whatever they say. Like, we just kind of enjoy, and we scream and we get angry at what the athletes are doing. Because, you know, we think if they win, we win, and it's like a victory for us. And we take that badass attitude if Kobe does this, or if Roth Coley does that, or, you know, some footballer does something else. I know they score goals, but you know what I mean? Like, we kind of embody ourselves in that, but we're not putting in, like, what those athletes know that you don't is you're going to keep throwing money at them because you're never going to do what it is that they're doing. Like, I was watching all these Kobe highlights, and dude, the way he was like looking at every micro movement of like the opponent, and I'm not saying you need to do this in your profession, because I don't think somebody who's drawing or writing a book needs like laser focus, but look at the peace of mind and the presence of mind, like, to watch every single, like, with basketball, it's like if somebody flinches their shoulder, it can indicate if they're going right or left, and that can be the difference between winning the championship or the game or whatever. The point being, it for 48 minutes every other night, he's watching his opponent, or, you know, she in WNBA, whatever, are watching their opponents every single second, every microsecond. So naturally, if you have that level of focus, that level of awareness, that level of concentration, you could do anything, dude. I can't even get to my Gmail. Like, if I literally open up my laptop right now, open up my Gmail, by the time I like get to the Gmail, my attention spans are so bad. I would have seen some other email and then checked my analytics here and done something else here. And so what I've realized is the last 10 years, all of us have had our attention hijacked. And I mean all of us, students, adults, senior citizens, people on YouTube, politicians, you know, athletes, whatever. But just like with athletes, just like with, I have a lot of friends on social media who complain, who are artists, and they complain about other artists who are doing better because they're like, man, I'm funnier than that person. Why are they on Netflix? Or, man, I'm a better writer. Why does she have a book? Because they're doing it, where you're just watching and enjoying the quick fix, which is the distraction. And I don't expect anybody to fully understand this because, again, everyone has their own journey. For me, the last 2 years, it's been quitting alcohol, listening to more podcasts, watching a lot of like, I no longer Netflix and chill, but I like Udemy and chill, or watch a free YouTube course on something. And like, that's kind of been one eye-opening thing for me, like with this whole Kobe thing, like the level of precision and detail that nobody ends up focusing on, like our attention, nobody pays attention to their attention. You know what I mean? Like, to put a camera in your living room, a GoPro for freaking 2,000 rupees or $100 or whatever you want to buy it for, like literally mount it to the corner of your living room and just watch yourself for like 6 hours and notice it's like open up laptop, close laptop, look at phone, put phone down, look at phone, put phone down, look at phone, put phone down. And it's like, whoa, where did these habits come from? Where did these things come from? But that's what we do, dude. And like, it's nuts, man, because I was just thinking, like, even at the gym, for example, like when I'm at the gym, I do this thing now where I'll be listening to music and I have playlists, but sometimes on like my iOS device, whatever, I just have like the album and then I got to go back to the phone every 4 minutes to get ready to get the next song queued up. Although I could, you know, make a playlist and just have them go. I'm like, no, I want to play this song is cool. And then I found this one last week, but they're all in like different sections on the music app. But every time I do that, it's just another reason to grab my phone. And as a result, it's another reason to then open up Instagram. And then I literally a 20 minute workout takes me an hour and a half or whatever it is. And not an hour and a half, but it takes me like an hour. And it's just like, dude, I've said this so many times, but people who continue to do, like, this is so counterintuitive, but like, it's not like attention is outdated. You know, attention is still, it's never been more important. I'm sure there's a law of economics here somewhere, but nobody pays attention to their attention anymore. So those who do, the best athletes, the best singular focused chess players or actors, the ones who continue to work on their craft. And I'm not saying you need to lock yourself in a room and dribble a ball for 50 hours a day. You could do that. But everyone has so much time-wasting recreational time on their phones now that you can still have that time, but you can use it more effectively. Because I've never, I was talking to my cousin. My cousin was visiting from Bombay. And at my wedding, there was a like a fish pond at the hotel that we had, where as you're walking to the rooms, you cross a small bridge, and this is Thailand, right? And it said, there was like a bowl and it looked like dog food with like a little scooper. And they like wrote something like, oh, welcome to Thailand. Feel free to take this scoop and feed the fish in the river. And you know, it's good luck, right? And so, you know, my wife and I, we like obviously, and like literally every time we walked by, we did it, right? Because it's just, you throw it in and like, basically, you throw the water in, or you throw the fish food in the little part of the river that goes through the hotel, and like 100 big ass catfish, like all just like start like swarming around. They start swarming around the food, and they all start bah, 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 bah. They all get whatever food was there, then they kind of disappear. And it was like such a cool thing because you literally throw a pebble in the water and like 100 or 200 fish come swarming. They're all fighting and clawing at each other and probably biting each other's faces. I'm sure one or two every time we throw it in there gets like really hurt. And then like, you know, it's like a stampede and then they all just go back to normal within literally 5 seconds. Okay. And I started to think, dude, this is like Twitter. This is like social media. Like everybody is carrying along with their life. And then some guy is like, abortion should be illegal. Or somebody is like, gay marriage is wrong. Or somebody is like, gay marriage is right. Or BJP this, Congress that, Democrats, that, whatever. Somebody just throws a thought. Everybody was doing their thing. Life was usual, right? But somebody just throws something they think into the pond and like all hell breaks loose, okay? And if you don't realize that had that person not said that thought, all of those people, that ripple effect would not have existed, right? I'm not saying don't have freedom of speech or anything like that. I'm just saying like, you need to notice that, right? So if you're that fish, you could be like, all right, I could either like, what's my strategy now to navigate this? I could focus on where most people end up throwing it and just catch it and like avoid the herd. Or, you know, I could wait till they all dissipate and I'm sure there'll be food left because they were all fighting over wherever the puddles were made. But when he scoops it out, a little bit falls over to the right or whatever. I'm just giving you like a weird example, but that's the kind of point that I felt like. And I've never ever like cried for a celebrity. This is my first, I didn't like bawl, but I was like, oh, awkward pun, all right, to say ball, but like I didn't like shed a tear, but I did shed a tear. Sorry. I'm a little emotional too, you guys, because I didn't realize this had a big effect on me because we grew up in that neighborhood. And when I was in high school, Kobe was just starting and all of us were obsessed with it, you know? So, but as you get older, life goes on, you got to focus on your priorities. But the biggest thing for me was focusing on my priorities by noticing somebody who only ever focused on their priorities. You know, dude, if you're 22 in Los Angeles as a basketball player, you have like all the dates you could want, all the money, all the drugs, all the girls, all the drinking, all the fun, everything. But the presence of mind to know that nobody will care the second you don't have that. Like people love you for what you accomplish, but the second you lose it, those people have moved on to the next thing so fast, right? And I'm so lucky, like with I feel I'm personally very lucky with social media. Like, I still struggle. I feel I should have a lot more numbers sometimes, or, you know, like, why does this person have, like, this person has a million followers and they get 1,000 likes and I have freaking 10,000 followers and I'm getting 5,000. Like, what is going on? And I get annoyed and upset, but at the same time, it's been such a blessing for me to realize the reality behind it. You know what I mean? And people love you and then they hate you and they move on, and it's not their fault. It's just the way life is. And there will be, I'm sure, better basketball players, worse basketball players. There will be better scientists. There will be another Bill Gates, another Zuckerberg. But ultimately, for most of us, rather than watching from the sidelines, I think recognize that, you know, my big takeaway from the whole Kobe thing is, dude, I really need to grab my attention by the horns and recognize who's trying to vie for it, who's trying to hijack it, and how I myself am sabotaging myself a lot of the time. So that's it for this week, guys. I really hope that was helpful as I check the few notes that I did write, because I was really anxious to do this one. But yeah, I mean, dude, the last thing I want to say is, you know, focus your attention on your attention, because we've all heard that joke with Facebook and with Twitter. Like, if you're not paying for the service, you are the product. And the more you are on your phone or your Tinder or whatever it is, the less you are actually doing stuff in real life. And wherever we go, if we all end up Isaac Asimov going into the computer anyways, fair enough. And there's nothing wrong with being on your phone for 10 hours a day if you're doing something you want to do. And I'm not trying to demonize technology and sending emails, but you know, it's kind of like in an amusement park, you know? You could be guided where to go and how to see the 7 rides that they want you to see, in which order to maximize the flow of people. Or you could do it yourself and you could have a great time and you can ride your best ride 6 times instead of going through every ride once. You know, I mean, whatever it is, when you're in the digital world, they can really kind of map out your path and funnel you through what they want to. But if you focus your attention on your attention, if you take it by the horns, dude, so just recognize you're the game, you know. Even, dude, I do it too, man. You know, like, I've learned now in a podcast to tell you guys what I'm going to talk about right away, so that way I can at least have people listen beyond the first minute. And I mean, once you learn all these things, once you realize where it's good, where it's bad, you know, like, I learned a long time ago, there's no point watching NBA games every night for 2 hours. I may as well just pay attention to the highlights and then watch the playoffs with my friends, because that's a way better use of my time. Because sure, I'm never going to be an NBA player, but I would at least like to make enough money to attend a good game. And how do I do that? Focusing on what I got to focus on and how I can make money. And, you know, as Kobe said, dance beautifully in the box, you know, that you're meant to be dancing in. So, yeah, I hope that was helpful, guys. Again, very sad week, but I think one thing we can all take away is, you know, I think even Michael Jordan said, like, you know, work ethic eliminates failure, and all this whole hustle, hustle, hustle stuff. I kind of hate that now, although I loved it earlier. You know, Mark Manson, the subtle art of not giving a F and all that stuff. Like, yeah, man, most people get it twisted where it's hard work, hard work, hard work. But I think, you know, the joke used to be work smarter, not harder, but I think you can work smarter and harder. And that's probably where the sweet spot is. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much. Let me know your thoughts.